The court's four liberal justices agreed to take a second look at the Dropbox ruling written by the court's former conservative majority 2 years ago. In a scathing dissent, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley said the new liberal majority is trying to increase the electoral prospects of its, quote, preferred political party. Loyola Marymount University Law School professor Justin Levitt says state law on absentee voting is vague with regard to Dropboxes, but he says it's rare for a court to reconsider a prior ruling on what the legislature intended it to mean.
They gave their best interpretation of an ambiguous statute. Courts do that all the time. And it's not a great look for a court with a different composition to change their mind or to signal that they might change their mind.
Oral arguments for the Dropboxes case are scheduled for May 13th. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.